Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, Saturday Nation. What is up? It is great, and I mean freaking G-R-E-A-T great to be back in the Everyday Saturday podcast. Let's get after it. Let's get after it. How do you stay motivated? Question I get a lot. How do you stay motivated? You never have a down day, Sam. If only that were true. I'm human. Life happens to me. I've got the little voice in my head just like you've got the little voice in your head. But how do you crash through that? Like, how do you plow through it and just keep going? Because you're going to have those times where you doubt yourself and you doubt your ability and people are taking shots at you and things like that. This is in no particular order. I'm just going to freestyle it off the top of my head. What motivates me? Let me just start. Money. All right. It's not the top, but I don't want to be like some sappy. I could have very easily said, it's my why, my children, which is very true, of course. And that's probably at the top of the list. But just unfiltered, off the top of my head, first thing, money. Do you have bills? Like, do you have any bills you got to get paid this month? Of course you do. Everybody avoids this topic. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's talking about money. I can't believe more people don't talk about money. Not showing you screenshots of my bank account. That'd be stupid. Nobody wants to see that. I'm talking about the bills got to get paid, and you've got to get them paid, but you don't want to go to a dead-end job or the same job or get recycled. Oh, man, I got to do a whole other podcast. I'm never going to remember this stuff. Somebody needs to hold me accountable to bring up different topics of the show. The corporate recycling bin. I was thinking about this today. I was on just some, I don't know, have you ever gone on Facebook and you see somebody's tagged in a photo, it shows up in your feed, and you're like, damn, what are they doing these days? I haven't seen them in forever. Well, it happened to me today. And I was like, oh, my God, I haven't seen that person since I used to work with them like 14 years ago, you know, 15 maybe. Holy cow. Look at how old they look. That's what I think about. And so as if we all age better than everybody else. Oh, my God, they age horribly. And I'm sitting there. You could draw, you know, there's like an Etch-a-Sketch of crow's feet going on from my eyelids to my ears. But anyway, I look and I'm like, oh, wow. And so I click and I click and I click. I got caught down the old Facebook rabbit hole. And I see another guy that I used to work. I mean, it was crazy, man. It was just like clickety click. And this is how I know Facebook's watching. This is how I know Facebook has a telescope inside of my brain, because there's no way they knew I was thinking about this stuff. So I click on this person I used to work with. And these two guys show up, and they were like executive leaders in the former company I was with. And they're both in management with a different company, but it's the same company. So it's example. Somebody were to be working at Kroger as a mid-level manager, all right, and another person's working at Kroger. Let's say Joe and Tom are working at Kroger, and they're in the corporate office at Kroger. And then you see a photo of Joe and Tom 15 years later, and they're in the corporate office at Publix. Same a grocery store chain, different, same job. I was like, oh, my God, you got dumped into the corporate recycling bin, man. Oh, my God. It's like, you know, you take your recycling stuff out on a Tuesday night. They throw it in the truck. Truck takes it down the road and gets thrown in. Some more stuff eventually just dumps it all, right? Well, these two got dumped. They ended up at Publix. And it was just sad, but it was funny, and it was weird, and it was just like, God, you're all middle-aged now, and you got gray hair, and you're still working for the man. you don't have a dream. And if you do have a dream, it's under so many layers of insecurity. And now you're in deep into this job thing and you got 3 kids, 5 kids, 10 kids. And some of them are in high school and college and maybe diaper. You can't get out, man. I mean, you can get out, but you don't want to get out because you're surrounding yourself. You know, this is the environment that we talk about on this show all the time. The environment, people that you surround yourself. So you're a product. Here we go. You ready? Fill in the blank for me. You're a product of your 4 closest friends. You got it. Yay. Ding, ding, ding. You nailed it. And parting gifts for our lovely guests listening to the Everyday Saturday podcast. So if your 4 friends are all corporate slaves, you will be too. And that's just a fact, Jack. That's the way it works. So anyway, that was kind of off the rabbit trail. I hope you don't mind me going off the reservation for a minute. But the old corporate recycling bin. Do you know anyone that's been thrown into the corporate recycling bin? And God, if it's you got to book your call with me at launchwithsam.com. I got to get you out of the corporate recycling bin because you're just going to end up at a different job 5 years from now doing the same thing, wearing the same tie, same shirt. Just a different title, baby. Just a different title. But overall, corporate slave. That's your main title. Because unless you're working for yourself and you have freedom to do what it is what you want to do when you want with who you want, you're just not free. So please book your call with me, launchwithsam.com. Let's get you going in the right direction towards your very everyday Saturday dream. So money should motivate you. But wait a minute, Mr. Crowley, by the way, I get once a day somebody singing, Mr. Crowley. That's how I know they smoked dope in high school. Because I was just, where was I? TJ Maxx or something. And these two older ladies, well, older, they're my age, you know. I'm 50, so they're probably in their mid-40s. I'm just saying they weren't 17. So they're not reciting Drake or, you know, lyrics to me. And I go, they said, what's your name? I said, Sam Crowley. I was picking up something from my wife. Mr. Crowley. They start singing the Ozzy Osbourne song. I said, hey, at least I know who smoked dope in high school in the 80s. And they both laughed. And every time I say that, I get a people laugh at it. But anyway, I know what you're thinking, Mr. Crowley. Money, the love of money is the root of all evil, Mr. Bible guy. You say you're a Christian. What are you doing talking about money? Well, contraire, mon frere, you missed something at the very beginning of there. For the love of money. Is the root of all evil. You know, money's mentioned more than any other topic in the Bible for a reason, because God knew that it would become an idol, I-D-O-L, to so many people, and it would run their lives. But here's the truth about that. And there is a passage in there that it's going to be easier for a camel to jump through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven. However, let me put a little context, how about a little Sammy Boy Christian context to it? Not something you're going to get from your local pastor by any stretch. Unless your pastor can drop an occasional F-bomb or, you know, talk about smoking dope in the 80s. I doubt that's happening from the pulpit in your church. But let me put a little context on that for you. Like I said, God knew money would be an idol to most people, and he knew that they would worship money before him. That's why that passage in Timothy is, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Money, it's silly to say money's the root of all evil. Money is the root of all good. I mean, hospitals get built, mission trips get funded, public schools get built, people's names get smacked on those things. Why? Because money. My daughter goes to the Gunnar Esiason Pulmonary Clinic here in Cincinnati. You may recognize the last name. Boomer Esiason played quarterback here for the Cincinnati Bengals in the 80s and had his son Gunnar, who suffered from cystic fibrosis, still does, never goes away, still has a G-tube. The kid's in his mid-20s by now, graduated from Boston College. I remember reading articles about Boomer here in Cincinnati. He'd drive around the 275 loop, which has got to be 70 miles driving. It goes all around northern Kentucky, Cincinnati, Indiana, the tri-state area. And his son wouldn't sleep at night. He'd just get in the car and drive him around from 2 in the morning till 5 in the morning till he'd go to sleep. Now there's a hospital wing called the Gunnar Esiason Pulmonary Clinic. How do you think that got built? Fran. Right. Money. So money is great. Look, money is like a loaded weapon. It can be used for good and it can be used for not so good. So money needs to be a motivation for you so you can change things around you that you don't like. Change the environment. You don't like the way condition your school is in. Get enough money together and make enough so you can donate and get that baby in better shape. Maybe you can fund somebody on a mission trip. You know where I'm going with this, right? So don't make this thing about, I would never talk about money as go get you some and get your boat and get your plane. Stupid. All that stuff, you can't tie a U-Haul to your hearse. But while you're on this earth, you might as well be motivated and put a goal out there. If you want to make $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, back it up with, and this is number two. And we'll just keep it to two topics, how to stay motivated. Your why. I mean, obviously, you know, why you ever got this thing going in the first place. For me, it was my daughter. And then I went and had another daughter. And then I went and had another daughter. And then the last one, thank God, God gave us a boy. No, God gave me another daughter, our baby Susan. So my why are my four daughters and, of course, my wife, Angela. And that's five females. Our two border collies are Ginger and Lucy. That's seven females in the house. We have five cats. Four of them are male, though. Jim, Larry, Hank, Pat. Daryl's a female. Long story. Daryl Hannah in Mermaid. Anyway, way, how do we are, friend, we are so far off this topic, but let me get back. Your why? Why are you still, there's a reason you're listening to this podcast 10 to 11 minutes into the podcast. There's a reason you're listening right now and your mind's thinking that you want to launch this movement because fill in the blank, just fill in the blank. And look, this isn't complicated. Like, this shouldn't be something where, I'm going to think. That's good, Sam. That's a really good homework assignment. I'm going to think long and hard about it. No, your why should come to you pretty quickly. Now, I'm not saying you don't zero in and make it even more specific and more powerful, but just real quick, what comes to mind? Take a second. My why is my wife, my husband, my children, my passion for travel. Maybe you're a millennial and, you know, let's say you're 25 years old or so, and your passion right now is to travel the world while you don't have all those responsibilities and see all of the amazing wonders on seven continents. I mean, to just go experience that before you settle down. Maybe that's your why right now. And you got to bring in $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $8,000 a month to do that. And the reason that you want to travel and you want to see all of this is to put everything in perspective on how immense, just huge this world is, which really dwarfs a lot of the small stuff that we sweat about. You know, maybe that's your why. So you don't got to be 65 and say, my why is my grandkids and I really want to give back to my legacy. Now, if that's you, congrats. But you could be 15 years old and be motivated by money and be motivated why you want that money. And both of those need to circle back to a really great cause. You know what I mean? So keep that in perspective. And maybe for some of you, this is like, hey, I already knew that. But wow, hearing it from you and your perspective. And a little reference about Ozzy Osbourne and the Bible. Yeah, we talked to Ozzy. We talked to Bible. But all, hey, look, guys, I ain't some NASA space scientist. You already know that, right? I mean, I'm not here splitting atoms in my spare time. I'm here launching dreams because I know how to get them done quick, and I know how to get results for people. People don't pay me to laugh and have a good time. We do that, okay? People don't pay me to launch a podcast. We do that. People don't pay me to have a crystal clear message. But we do that. People pay me because they want results. You know, would you rather go through a membership site for $47 a month watching static videos that are rehashed that you can get for free on YouTube? Or would you rather be held accountable to getting your rusty duff up and masterminding at an insanely high level and then being held accountable to the result that you tell me that you want? Every new client emails me the result that they want when we're done working together. And I guarantee that result. And if we don't get the result and you've put in the work and all you got to do is just do what we mastermind and you decide to do the task, I hold you accountable to that. If you don't get the result, we just keep working together. It's a success guaranteed clause that I don't think anybody else has. Hell, nobody else wants to do one-on-one coaching. I love it. I hope no one else figures out how fun this is because then we'll have more people in the space. I want to be that person that people turn to like, I need a mentor. I need someone to hold me accountable. I want to make this a fun process, and damn it, I want the results. I'm tired of not getting results. Go to launchwithsam.com, book your call. I'll be on it, all right? And use those two things to motivate you. Money, put down a realistic goal, though. I want $100,000 a month. How much are you making now? $500. Okay, well, not bad. I mean, I appreciate the 200x results that you want. But let's get to 1,000 a month first and then get it to $2,000 and then it'll start taking off. It'll take momentum. Remember, things that are in motion tend to stay in motion. We'll get you there. Just be realistic about your goal and be crazily, insanely all in with it. Like all in. You will not be knocked off that perch. You are all in. on this goal. All right, you with me? This was awesome, man. It's awesome. I'll be back again tomorrow because I love you. I love your dream. And I love Saturday Nation.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.